A new report from a major mental health body has found that a failure to properly invest in controlling mental illness in young men is a significant drain on the economy. The report from the Inspire Foundation says mental illness in young men costs the Australian economy about $3.25 billion a year. The cost falls on government, but also on individuals and businesses. The report calls for a greater focus on early intervention and finding ways to keep young men in school or at work. Timothy McDonald reports.
Address it early or pay more later. That's the message of the report, which says that mental health is best addressed when it first appears, which is usually during the teenage years. Jonathan Nicholas is the CEO of the Inspire Foundation.
It is a significant figure, and I think what this report highlights is that by not investing as well as we could in young men's mental health, that we're bearing the cost in other ways, and really shines that light on the cost, and certainly provides an opportunity for government and the community to invest better in supporting young men early, and knowing that there'll be a return on that investment throughout their working life.
The report says if a young man's mental illness isn't addressed early, then he's more likely to end up in the dole queue or the prison system. Or perhaps he'll have a job that pays less, or he'll take more time off work. In all, the report estimates that over 9 million working days are lost every year. Jonathan Nicholas says this doesn't have to be the case.
The first part of it is we need to invest better and support people, and young people in particular, when their difficulties are in their early stages and therefore entirely managed and manageable. The second thing is that we need to better engage with young men while they're in employment, because what we found talking to young men about this study was that being in employment is actually incredibly health promoting anyway. So there's a big role to play there in terms of keeping young men in education, keeping young men in employment, and having better services that reach them early.
The Mental Health Council of Australia says employers could help by being more sensitive to their employees' needs. Frank Quinlan is the CEO.
There are jokes about taking a mental health day, but I think we also know that there's often a lot of truth in a lot of humour. And I think there's an increasing recognition that in workplaces that are stressful, that people need to manage their mental health in much the same way as they do their physical health. There's an increasing acceptance across the community of the right and the responsibility that people have to deal with mental illness. But I think that that's largely characterised as something that somebody else should do. So I think if you ask most of the population, should people have time off to deal with mental stress and mental illness, there'd be an overwhelming yes. If you say to people, are you prepared to go to your boss and say that you need some time off, people are less likely to be so, because they're still likely to encounter stigma and issues.
The Minister for Mental Health, Mark Butler, says the report validates the government's current direction.
We know that mental illness is fairly unique in the sense that mental disorders tend to emerge. Two-thirds emerge before the age of 21, and three-quarters emerge before the age of 25. So a program of early intervention really does require, in this area, in the area of mental illness, a focus on youth.
Does this report suggest perhaps that we're not spending the money in the right places?
No, I think it confirms the direction of the government that was outlined in the $2.2 billion mental health reform package that we released in 2011. What we're doing in that package is rolling out a range of, I guess, treatment services like the Headspace service, Epic Centres, online services and such like, to ensure that young men and young women who are experiencing mental illness connect with treatment and support as quickly as possible. Only about 13% of young men in this age group who are living with mental illness are getting treatment. So we've got to build services that make them feel comfortable seeking support and seeking help.
Even if the government does have a new direction, is it even really scratching the surface?
Well, we think that it's more than scratching the surface. We think that what we're doing is re-gearing the mental health system for people of these ages to be a system that makes them feel much, much more comfortable seeking help at an early stage when they need it.
Timothy McDonald prepared that report.